You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
Brought back from the brink. COVID-19 destroying his lungs, but not his spirit, holding on to hope to see his family again. Now, the rare behind-the-scenes look at a medical marvel. A risky double lung transplant.
Ready?
Cameras capturing every step of the way. And inside the operating room.
My God, it's very critical right now.
Will Leo get his second chance?
This is the harrowing twilight between life and death.
But Leslie Viatoro is a quiet, steely fighter, a solemn pillar of strength who has tirelessly stood by her husband's side, even as doctors said he may never recover from COVID.
I've committed to fight until the end. Because I don't want my daughters to grow up without their father by their side.
Now her Goliath determination and faith have landed them here, desperately awaiting a rare and risky final shot at life, a COVID double lung transplant.
Transplant is always should be the option of last resort.
Your lungs are pretty badly damaged from the virus.
Just months ago, Honduran immigrant Leo Castillo was living out his American dream. The 43-year-old fun dad with a zest for life. A practical joker known for his sense of humor. An essential worker crisscrossing the country in his prized truck, delivering construction supplies during the pandemic, always counting down the days when he could be back home with his kids.
I'd be so excited to see him, like seeing his location. Oh my gosh, he's gonna be home in 30 minutes.
When the girls were on vacation, we took off in the truck. We drove through many states, all of us in the truck. And I think that's what he loves, to visit the states, to get to know all of the United States.
One of us would either stay in the front with him, and he would just laugh with us, you know, give us love and everything. So it was really nice.
But a couple months into the pandemic, COVID ripped through their Washington, D.C. home. First Leslie's son, then Leslie, both with relatively mild symptoms. But then, Leo got sick. It wasn't long before he was hospitalized, put on a ventilator.
He didn't have enough oxygen running through his body.
And one day you get a call, he might only have hours to live.
My reaction was only, "You're not God." When his heart stops beating, then you can tell me that he's dead. But my faith, I said to him, is that he won't die.
That unwavering faith and tenacity led them to this remarkable moment, a last chance shot at life in Chicago, praying for a double lung transplant. Though he's free of COVID, the damage to his lungs was done. He'd be only the fourth ever lung transplant patient due to COVID in the entire country.
Feeling okay? Yeah? You feel like you've gotten stronger in the last few days? Yeah?
Dr. Ankit Bharat of Northwestern Memorial Hospital is spearheading this effort. He was the first ever to try this surgery on a COVID patient in the U.S. The chief thoracic surgeon has done hundreds of lung transplants, but after helplessly watching so many COVID patients die of severe lung damage, he took a gamble on a 28-year-old paralegal named Myra Ramirez.
What made Myra an ideal candidate?
Actually, she was far from ideal. We had a big ethical debate about Myra. Should we really be pursuing something like transplant without even knowing whether it's going to work or not?
Myra had been an active runner who loved to travel, loved her dogs, loved her life.
You had to risk a patient's life.
Yeah.
You had to risk your team's standing, risking your own reputation. What made you decide we're going to try it anyway?
It was a tough decision. She, in many ways, reminded me of my family. It was that sense of despair. You see her in the ICU, I mean, all swollen. Now, there was tremendous risk, because if she had not survived, that could potentially be the end of transplants for COVID. But we just leveraged everything we had, you know, to give her that chance.
The surgeon's gamble paid off.
I wish I wasn't the first, but since I am, I feel like I have more of a duty to remain alive, to give hope. I do know that I'm here for a purpose.
Her newfound purpose now giving hope to Leslie.
I searched the internet for people who had received transplants. That's how I found Myra. I said, if they need to transfer him there, I will move for his sake.
Leslie was so fierce. She was so committed to helping Leo. She would not let Leo fail.
How much is one life worth?
What is it worth to that person, to their family? If you ask the patient, ask the family, they would do everything.
Leslie moved into a friend's house in Chicago, leaving her kids with grandma in D.C., commuting 2 hours each way to Northwestern Memorial to spend every possible moment with Leo.
I'm so thankful that you have the heart to take on his case. I'm very grateful.
Because Leo's case is so dire, he's already at the top of Northwestern's transplant list. It could happen at any minute. To keep him motivated, Dr. Bharat makes him a promise.
What's your favorite food? Oh, the burgers, okay. After the transplant, we can get you to eat and drink. That's my promise.
While Leo waited for new lungs in Chicago, his heart was back home in D.C. His teenage daughters, Gabby and Camilla, FaceTiming as much as possible.
I wasn't used to seeing him with all of that stuff he had, because it looked like he couldn't even move. He looked uncomfortable.
What was the hardest part for you?
I mean, I felt alone. You know, my dad brought happiness into my life, so it was just like him gone, and my mom gone too. It was just a lot.
But just 6 days after Leo was listed for transplant,
let's do this.
There's word of a potential donor.
We're heading out to take a look at the lungs and give a thumbs up if everything looks fine.
If the donor lungs aren't viable, the entire surgery has to be called off. Dr. Bharat waits for the crucial update from the procurement team.
Every day we were praying that there would be a perfect lung that would come for Leo. Time is of essence.
I have to take this phone call. This is from the donor hospital.
Lung looks fine, Dr. Bharat.
Okay, great. Can you please send me some pictures?
Yes, sir. Sure.
Great. All right, that's great. You know, so the lungs are usable and it's going to be a go.
Suddenly, it's go time. Dr. Bharat immediately heads to Leo's room with the life-changing news.
Today's the day. You excited? Well, lungs look great. So this is it, all right?
You think about the family who lost that family member.
The operation will last about 10 to 12 hours.
You are grateful for that person, for that donor.
Leslie only has a few minutes before parting with her husband, praying that it's not for the last time.
Lo amo, mi amor.
I love you, my love. Everything will be fine. Good luck. He has a lot of reasons to live. He says, I have my wife waiting for me. I have my daughters. So that gives him strength.
Coming up.
This is terrible looking lungs. My God, it's like a bomb went on.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com. You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Libsyn Ads. Go to libsynads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com. You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Libsyn Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Libsyn Ads. Go to libsynads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
Leo Castillo and his family are desperate for more moments like these. But the next 6 hours will forever change their fate.
They just took my husband to the surgery. It is a very difficult time. I know that he is in the hands of God, but it is not easy for one, is it?
Performing a double lung transplant on a COVID patient is very complex, and we just discovered that his heart is really weak and struggling because of the lung failure. Get that second circuit and we'll connect the via and everything.
I grew up in India. I wanted to be an Air Force pilot, but we had a family event, which is a little bit personal, and that was an inspiration for me to pursue medical school.
I understand you lost a brother.
Yes.
How old were you at the time?
I was 11. And he was 9. He had a pretty traumatic brain injury. And we were all in a state of shock, but there were a number of talented physicians and surgeons who kept him alive for 2 or 3 days. It gave us time, a little bit of hope that he may survive. For me, as his elder brother, it gave me time to sit by his bedside and just apologize for some of the, you know, the big brother things that I may have done to him.
Do you think he would be proud of you today?
I hope so.
Ready? You're going slow and deliberate because these patients tend to have a lot of bleeding. You almost never see this severe scar tissue.
What you're about to see is graphic. Back at the donor hospital, Leo's new lungs are removed from the deceased donor. They have to go into Leo's body within 6 hours, or they'll start to deteriorate.
Thank you, guys. Good luck.
Well done. These are Leo's lungs, yeah.
They're taking off now.
But with the new lungs en route, the old ones are creating major problems, far worse than expected.
Man, I just don't know what the... What's going on in the book?
Oh, man. Did you ever worry that you'd lose him?
See?
Yes, many times. I worried a lot. No matter how much faith you have, you stumble a little in your faith.
As Dr. Bharat pushes forward, the donor lungs arrive. The clock is ticking. They now have just 3.5 hours before the lungs could go south. As the team works to remove Leo's old left lung, he starts to bleed significantly.
Can you pack that? This is very stressful, man. He might die on the table.
Despite the massive blood loss.
Look at the blood back here, man.
Doctors are able to remove the lung.
Okay, can I get the left lung?
The difference between the new left lung and Leo's old lung is staggering.
See how pink and nice these lungs look? This is what we are about to implant. Okay, O-cell stitch.
Leo's new left lung helps to stabilize his body as the surgical team now hurries to remove and replace his right lung.
Drop the right side, please. It's very critical right now. We've been able to expand the lung. This was by far the worst. Most difficult dissection. This is terrible looking lungs. My God. It's like a bomb went on in this thing. We are about to start the right lung implant. Can you suction out with the cell saver?
As soon as the second lung went in, everything started to get better. His heart is contracting better, all the bleeding stopped.
Okay, go ahead, inflate this lung. Beautiful lung.
What is that like to you, to see the lungs inflate in the new recipient?
It literally is so stunning. See them inflate and deflate and see the patients pink up, it's one of the most miraculous things. That was one of the best feelings to say, okay, we did this, you know, and he's going to be okay now.
Thank you, man. This was not easy, man. Thank you for getting him through.
Es algo lindo.
It's a beautiful thing. I felt like we had accomplished something. There's only the recovery left.
4 days after Leo's surgery, a special visit from a new friend, Myra Ramirez, the first post-COVID patient to receive new lungs.
So how's it going? All good?
Yeah, I'm getting better. Still learning to use my new lungs.
What's it like watching Leo struggle back? You must see yourself in him.
It's really sad. He's going through a lot.
I hope he keeps his mind healthy and positive. It takes a lot of mental strength to be able to go through this.
That's it.
It takes grit to learn to walk again, but Leo still has miles to go in his rehab. The biggest fear? Chronic rejection.
40-some percent of the patients can experience that at 5 years. The good news about that is only about 10 to 15% experience the most severe form of chronic rejection to the point they need a retransplant.
But nearly 4 months after the transplant, he's more positive than ever.
Breathing is better than it was before COVID. I feel as though a weight has been lifted, as if I were a new person.
How much do you want to go and be with your wife and your beautiful daughters again?
They are my everything.
When he comes back home, I'll say I love you and hug him really tight, because I miss him so much. Like, I don't know, it's so many emotions, I can't explain it.
Leo will spend 6 more months in Chicago to remain under Dr. Barat's care.
Oh, look at that. Hello, how are you doing?
In the meantime, Dr. Barat makes good on that pre-transplant promise.
You said you want to eat a hamburger when you get better. So here's a hamburger for you. Is it good? All right.
I want to say thank you, Mr. You are the best. Yeah, you are the best. And my Lord is the number one. Is my, and you the number best too.
You're a hero? And yeah, I appreciate you for that.
Vale.
This singular life, saved among hundreds of thousands, providing endless reasons for hope.
I make a new life because my life started when I transplant. I started my life. I'm happy.
Leo is now growing stronger at home, exercising with his new friend, Myra. And today, behind the wheel for the first time, practicing to get back in his truck. Dr. Barat has now performed 12 transplants on COVID survivors and advises other hospitals on how to help patients like Leo.
Hey, I'm Andy Mitchell, a New York Times bestselling author.
And I'm Sabrina Kohlberg, a morning television producer.
We're moms of toddlers and best friends of 20 years.
And we both love to talk about being parents, yes, but also pop culture.
So we're combining our two interests by talking to celebrities, writers, and fellow scholars of TV and movies.
Cinema, really.
About what we all can learn from the fictional moms we love to watch.
From ABC Audio and Good Morning America, Pop Culture Moms is out now wherever you listen to podcasts.